This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to get into geopolitical news, the latest on Trump saying, hey, we can't vet people. They're not checking their passports, their fake IDs. We got to shut it down for a limited time until Congress acts and we get a handle on this. Well, yeah, it's like get out of the house while it's on fire. And I'm somebody who didn't want the war with Islam, tried to stop the wars, but now they got the Clash of Civilizations going on, and we're getting overrun with a lot of radicals. I've got to then say, okay, see, people say, well, why did you thumbprint to get your driver's license? You got arrested in 1997 demonstrating against it. I tried to get it out. Now I can't travel or live without it. Shall I go ahead and submit to it? It doesn't mean I'm for it. It's like I fought the police state. Now it's here. That doesn't mean I support shooting cops in the head randomly because that's being pushed by the White House. They create the crisis, offer the solution, even greater crisis. But in this short segment, I want to come back into all the super important health news with you. Dr. Group, you know, you're an Army veteran yourself, special operations, a patriot, kind of liberal on some issues, conservative on others, really a libertarian, correct me if I'm wrong, but a trailblazer in nutraceuticals and other research and product development. So you're an American, you know, free market guy. What is your view of Donald Trump? What do you think about the things he's doing and the whole system lined up against him?
Well, I'm a believer of addressing the root cause of the problem. And government and politics has not ever addressed the root cause of the million problems that we currently have. The FDA doesn't address the problem, the root cause of all the chemicals and disease. The pharmaceutical companies don't address the root cause of the problems in healthcare. If you look at all political scenarios out there, all they do is put a Band-Aid on the problem, and it costs the taxpayers and all of us a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of stress and a lot of headaches. So what I think is Donald Trump is actually coming out and addressing the root cause of the problem. And that's the only way that you fix things in this world is if you actually take the time and say, okay, this is the scenario that we have. I mean, we all know about all the false flag attacks and the government creation of ISIS and all of those agendas that we currently have for the New World Order and the global control and the with the bankers running everything and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all that. The majority of the population doesn't know about that. That is the root cause of the problem. And if we have open borders and we have people coming in, it's only going to affect all of the Americans that are actually trying to live by the Constitution, live by Christianity, and they're actually trying to do a good job and support their country instead of having, you know, these other people that are coming in and creating chaos and threatening our amendment rights to take our guns away. I mean, you got to look at the agenda. It's exactly what you talk about all the time.
That's it. There's an agenda. They're using this to take our freedom. It's very
simple. Take our guns from us, keep us sick, keep us dumbed down, keep us in a state of fear so they can control us. I mean, that's just, it's all, you know, socialistic, itemized ways.
Isn't Bernie Sanders scary?
Yes.
Saying just put gun owners on lists with no proof, take their guns, and saying Donald Trump should shut up. You know, this isn't how we do it in America. This won't fly. Jimmy Carter, when we were basically at war with Iran, kicked Iranians out by the tens of thousands and wouldn't let them come here.
Well, they didn't even let Trump finish what he was saying anyway. I mean, all the major news agencies cut him off right after he said not to let the Muslims or Islamic people into the country. And, you know, they just started that whole ball rolling because Trump is a threat. I mean, he's a threat to all the other politicians. They know that he might be the one that can come in there and actually start stirring things
up. What do you think of him coming on the show?
I think that was awesome. I mean, that was incredible. I watched it, and it was... you know, of course, like you said at the end, he was going to get a lot of backlash, and he did. But, I mean, someone needs to stand up. I mean, we stand up every single day.
Well, he should be able to go on whatever show he wants.
You know what? being in government and politics is, it's very hard to change the world. What we do
is change the world, and he knows that. He's breaking the mold.
That's right.
Trump knows about the New World Order, folks.
He does.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Once I believed that aging was a slow, inevitable breakdown of the physical body. With a family history of heart disease, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, etc., my doctor's recommendation, cortisone, possible surgery on my knee, statins for my high cholesterol, then I became acquainted with MZ and his nutritional business. Returning a favor for picking up Alex, I became involved with taking supplements. Wow, what a difference. My knee pain went away. Lost the weight my doctor wanted, have a lot more energy, vitality, feel like I'm in my 20s again, and making a great income telling my friends how they can do it too. I'm sold. Never again will I miss my daily liquid dose of 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. Check out InfoWarsTeam.com and find out for yourself. Call 877-551-1301. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hillary's mother.
Gonna wake your girlfriend up tonight.
My way.
Gonna show her
my
words.
My words. What they mean, what they say.
Obama!
Statement, part of Operation Total Destruction. I'm not joking, that's the name of the operation. The cruise missiles. That's the headline. Putin threatens to use nuclear weapons against ISIS, but hopes they'll never be needed. Leader says new cruise missile can be equipped with nuclear warheads and conventional warheads. That's just saber rattling against the West. But he also comes out and says, we want to make our big export non-GMO food. We know there's a huge market, which the metrics actually show. And I wanted to get to that next, Dr. Group, than all the other articles. Look at Trump. Look at Putin. It's not that they're perfect, but they know breaking with the system is what's healthy and it's what's popular. all over the world. They can't meet the demand for non-GMO. It's super profitable. Why would our government then be pushing it on the whole world? I mean, Africans won't take it. They won't take it as food aid. They know what's going on. There's Putin wants Russia to become the world's biggest exporter of non-GMO food. We should be. But instead, they've got all these regulations and harassment to try to shut it down. What do you think is happening, Dr. Grubb?
Well, I think that's great for Russia. You know, Putin's, I know Putin's a listener, and I know that he is probably on the leading edge of getting rid of all the chemicals and actually listening to the people. And with the healthcare programs they're putting in place, we're going backwards. We're going, the U.S. is falling lower and lower and lower in healthcare, in debt, and the amount of toxic chemicals being sprayed on us and in the water system and everything. And there's nothing on the horizon from our government to fix any of that. So for all these other government leaders to step up in these other countries and to start listening to what the people want and start making adjustments and pledges to actually clean up the food supply, clean up the water, they know that this is the way to create a healthy environment in which we live, because the earth is also sick. People are sick. Unfortunately, here in the United States.
You're talking about the soils right there. I mean,
the soils,
there are natural systems that have better yields, incredibly alive, makes the soil stick to the earth, doesn't wash away.
That's right.
We're seeing the desertification all over the U.S., like Africa now. Like, we're becoming the Sahara in many areas of the country, like the Midwest.
Yes, we are becoming a poisoned country. And there's nothing. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. More chemicals are being approved. There's no oversight by the USDA, the EPA.
But Monsanto said glyphosate's good for you.
Well, of course.
I mean, if dying is good.
Well, you know, you have to look at the population control factor, too. I mean, all of this stuff is designed. You can take any one of these chemicals. We've done it. We've broken down every single one. There's 80,000 chemicals that aren't.
Mainline science admits that glyphosate is an estrogen mimicker and grows many forms of cancer. Period.
Right. At parts per billion dosages. You remember a long time ago, we used to go in our grandmother's cupboard and we'd pull out the flour and sometimes you'd find all those little bugs in there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed this, but no one's seen any bugs in their flour in the last 10 or 15 years.
That's right. I remember my mom would have flour, and in a week, if we didn't eat it, there'd be bugs in there because they had eggs in there and they'd hatch. But they can't do it now because they're dead, dead, dead. People go, oh, good, no bugs. No, that's the bottom of the food chain. That means that you're dying, too.
That means that the flour is contaminated with pesticides. It's sprayed with pesticides in the field.
Well, they admittedly spray it with fluoride.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why you don't see bugs in, you know, flying around in or in your cupboard anymore, because everything's toxic for bugs. I mean, if they.
Well, what about all the studies out showing that insect levels are plunging?
Well, not only are insect levels plunging, but so is the herbs plunging. You know, we're kind of, you and I are kind of, you know, you have the oil and gas industry, but you also have the commodity industry, and that's herbs. And we do the same thing. I mean,
that's why we're sold out of stuff a lot of the time, because we can't get real organic that'll pass California certification.
Do you know a bottle of Oxy powder right now is more expensive than a barrel of oil?
Yes.
And what does that barrel of oil do for the environment? What does that bottle of Oxy powder do for your health? You know, so we're over here, we're doing, instead of drilling, we're farming, right? So if you look at our industry and you look at the oil and gas, it's basically the same thing. They're taking and destroying the earth, but we're growing stuff on the earth. We have to move commodities around too, and we have different price structure on commodities. They have different price structures on commodities. The end result is you either use the toxic oil and gas for your car to pollute the environment, or you use the natural product.
I just thought of something. We ought to send you over. I'm serious with a crew for a week and a half, you know, paid deal as reporters to go make deals with Russian farmers. I'm serious to supply us with a bunch of our herbs that we can't even get from America now.
That's right. Yeah. There's only two biodynamic certified herb farms in the United States. Ours is one of them, and there's another 1 acre farm up in Oregon that's biodynamic certified. And that, for people who don't know, biodynamic is the old sustainable agricultural permacultural way of everything comes.
And a lot of listeners will tune into us and go, wait, you say global warming's a fraud, Al Gore's a fraud, but you're talking all this super hippy dippy stuff. No, keeping your soil alive, not having GMO, not having heavy metals in your food is common sense, real, sustainability. They hijack all those terms, and they push it as world government when they're the ones building new nuclear reactors everywhere on fault lines, and the environmental left says nukes are the answer. See, everything they say they are, it's the opposite. I mean, you take the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. Let's take Planned Parenthood. Admittedly, above the Klan. But black people fall down and worship it, even though it's sworn to kill them, because TV said so. And so do white people. I mean, this is the mental illness. They're the opposite of what they claim, folks, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, the control over the power grids and everything. By the way, I talked to one of the Tesla engineers with that new home battery that they're coming out with that powers your whole home. And with just a small solar panel.
We're going to get them on, yeah.
And that's supposed to be released this summer.
By the way, they've had the government jacking with them.
I asked them.
Real environmental stuff they're trying to block. Real innovation.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, you really think that they're going to allow that to be released? And they said, it's already in some homes in California and Utah. But I'll be real surprised. It's going to sell for $3,500. And one of these units will power a 4,000-square-foot home.
Wow.
So, you know, we're starting to see the push for free energy devices. People are, you know, when you walk on the ground, you should almost feel the ground move because the earth is living. It should be living. But when we spray all kinds of chemtrails and we have water that's contaminated with fluoride and all the chemicals and toxins, we've killed off all the soil. So we're killing from the ground up, fracking, oil drilling, minerals, all that stuff.
And let's go further. I told the story last week because they always want to ban this, ban that at the UN. German immigrants and others in Central Texas brought in goats 160 years ago or so, or 70 years ago now. And there was 6-foot grass, oak trees everywhere. They thought they'd found, they called it Valhalla. I mean, springs coming out of the rocks everywhere, every couple hundred feet. It was crazy. The goats, within just 50, 60 years, they eat the roots as well. They pull them up. So nothing grows back. They're very destructive. Cows don't do that. Deer don't do that. And it turned Central Texas, if you drive out, like the surface of the moon, just rocks everywhere, boulders, scrub brush, and then a few oak trees, but most of them have died because the soil's all gone. And it's admittedly the goats. Well, if you think a goat's destructive, folks, the chemicals they use, like Roundup, all over the country is admittedly annihilating and killing the soil.
Right, and people, I've talked to a lot of farmers all over, and it's getting harder and harder. You talked about the insects being destroyed. The herbs are being destroyed. I mean, there's, I think, 200 species going extinct every few months of medicinal herbs. So people are having to grow in greenhouses now because the acidity of the soil from the air.
Well, I've had high-level state people on from California who've been out in these documentaries, and they go, we don't know what's doing it, but aluminum is 30, 40, 50 times what it was a decade ago. Something's falling. And the plants won't grow in it, but don't worry. Monsanto's coming out with a whole line
of seeds that are resistant to aluminum and can grow in acidic soil. Yeah.
Man, these people are beyond villains in Marvel comic books.
It's crazy. It's the, you know, it's.
Where's Lex Luthor when you need him? He'd be better for president than these guys.
You know, right now we're in that age of manipulating. They're trying to play God. They're transhumanism, like we had talked about before.
Well, here's the difference. If you put one of the supervillains from Marvel Comics in charge, they may not destroy everything because they just want to be in charge. Like, you know, Luther would just want to be in charge. These globalists, as you said, they're in charge, and they want to screw us over.
Yep, that's what's going on. As a matter of fact,
I mean, all he wanted from Zod was Australia. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, everything's going down, and I actually had an article where 1 in 4 young doctors are experiencing symptoms of depression right now. 1 in 4 doctors. But I also talk to doctors. I mean, I'm not trying.
That's because subconsciously they don't feel good about what they're doing.
Yeah, you think that's what it is?
Well, I mean, any profession where you don't feel good about what you're doing is the most depressing thing. Take soldiers. If they felt like it's a good war, then it doesn't hurt them that bad. If they feel like it's a bad war, they come on and blow their heads off.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of all the fluoride and all the medications that they're taking, too, that's calcifying their pineal gland.
Well, I agree. I think it's a cocktail.
Because medical doctors, actually, even in medical school, are highly addicted to Adderall and different types of caffeine and stimulants because they have to stay up long hours, and that's been...
Oh, every soldier I talk to now, and this has always gone on, you know, they ordered Elvis on speed mm-hmm. so he could play for the Army, but everybody, I mean, they would order Biggs and them to take opiates and speed, and helicopters would land, Russian helicopters was who the Army used for delivery of the drugs, and they would be told, give these to your men. And they did it to compromise them so later they could then tell them, okay, sign these forms, we'll give you more drugs.
Right, right. Yeah, it's really sad what's happening to the VAs out there, the VA hospitals, and all the veterans out there that are addicted.
This was in Afghanistan. They were ordering them on drugs.
I know. I talked to them. They call my office wanting to detox. Of course, they won't let
them. They would order bags. Tell your men, take this. Here's giant bags of, you know, every opiate you can imagine. And you'd be like, what? Getting them ready to get on heroin. We'll be back.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
I got no friends because they read the paper. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down. I'm feeling mean. The Patriot. Al Cooper, you know, I'm told he's an anti-New World Order Patriot by multiple big rock stars. I know he's born again Christian now. We ought to try to get him on the show. I have a sneaking suspicion he's a listener. I think it's more than a sneaky suspicion, but we'll just leave it at that. I just know I walked into my second Alice Cooper concert of my life. I saw him when I was a teenager, and this song came on, and it was just like, whoa, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Because they read the papers, they can't be seen. You know, most people can't actually relate to a song like this.
Oh, I know, especially the holiday season when everybody gets together with their family and you know all about this stuff and you have the whole other family out there and you're sitting there around Thanksgiving or Christmas and you have the whole family talking about what's going on CNN and you're just sitting there biting your lip thinking, I'm not even going to get it.
Exactly. You, this happens. I'll try. Most of my family's late, but some of them, people come over and I won't be saying a word and then they'll bring up the smart mouth comment. Like, I bet that black helicopter is going to get me. Or, I bet the space aliens, you know, I bet the chupacabra is hiding under the table, Alex. You know, Rachel Maddow says that you say Obama sent a tornado and that you believe in spacemen under the Pentagon. And it's like, no, I never said that. By the way, they had a bunch of Trump's campaign run up to him. I later learned after and was like, look, he believes there was no moon landing. Look, Alex Jones, you know, says there's wasps under the Pentagon. They had headlines saying that again last week. And Trump went, yeah, they say that about me, too. I bet that's not true. So it just didn't work. So that's the problem. He just he knows they're a pack of liars. He doesn't care. So they're all over every channel right now, Grip, saying get rid of him. Obama says he's not qualified. He's disqualified now. So Obama is now our Lord and Savior. He decides, is this my present?
That is your present.
Can I open it on air?
Yes, you can.
For TV viewers, you're getting to see this.
You know, talking about the holidays.
Well, thank you. I don't know what it is.
Up, even though it's like 80 degrees down here in Austin.
Let's open it up.
I thought that would be, you know, I always, you have everything, so I always try to find something that's unique.
I have healthy children,
that's
everything.
That's the most important thing.
A lot of them.
Yeah, that's, you know, hey, that's what we're doing, trying to help people and trying to bring good.
Wow, Crusader Force. Wonder what this is. Oh, my gosh. A knife. This is cool.
Well, that's a special knife. It's all hand forged, handmade.
I don't want to hurt myself. That doesn't work.
Editions. And,
wow, that's a
I
big
figured,
old thing.
Especially since you had the news today of the guy that was going crazy wanting to circumcise Trump, that you might need some protection today just in case. And
this is a big old knife. What is this for, like chopping through bones or something? Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's a custom knife. They're very hard to get, actually. They're
well, thank
by
you.
One company online. And
we always give me nice gifts. Thank you. You really are a class act.
You can never go wrong with a custom, state-of-the-art, hand-forged, special type of stainless steel on there knife. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, you could use it for anything, but now you can add it to your collection of armaments.
I do have a couple of knives. Thank you. It is awesome. Looks like it's good for like skinning a buck or something.
Yeah.
Almost looks like a skinning knife, I think. Well, thank you. It's really classy. Thank you, Dr. Grip.
Thank you.
Speaking of Christmas presents, since you raised this, I hadn't thought of this point, and they're going to come back in the fourth hour with Anthony Gucciardi and all this other medical and health news you haven't gotten to yet. But the time we have left here, what do you think the best, if people can only get like three products from InfoWarsLife.com to give as gifts to their friends and family to hopefully get them on the road to nutraceuticals to just discover what their body was deficient in or what these compounds can do for them, I would guess X2, Super Male or Super Female Vitality, and something like the Deep Cleanse. Or out of the 16, 17 InfoWars Life products, what are three you'd recommend to put under the tree as a gift?
Well, no doubt everybody needs the X2 iodine. I mean, you're going to see changes. It doesn't matter if you're 6 years old or 86 years old. Every single person is going to need iodine. There's no doubt about it. I would say that that should be a staple in everybody's natural medicine cabinet and something people should take every day or every other day. The second thing is going to be oxy powder because especially during the holidays, the average person gains 5 pounds from October to January. Listen, I mean, even if you take, yes, you're going to be overeating. You're going to be taking in a lot of toxic material.
You're
going to
be drinking wild turkey.
You're going to be, you know, drinking eggnog and all the other things. So, listen, here's the easiest, simplest tip that I can tell somebody to do is just take a few oxy powder every single night through the holidays because how you gain all the weight is when it stays inside your system for 3 days, and then that rotting food creates lactic acid, creates all kinds of...
And we've got the cleanse pack discounted right now massively. We have the essential pack. I know about this new special they launched, the experts back there, Anthony and Buckley. But the essential pack is what? Colloidal silver, super male vitality, and Survival Shield, 33% off, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
And don't forget about winter sun. It's the winter, and everybody needs vitamin D right now. So get your vitamin D and make sure you're taking that throughout the winter so you can get and keep your immune system.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Group. We'll be back in the fourth hour.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's getting hot in here. I better pay Al Gore some
live
tax money.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
First, we were all going to be freezing to death, and then we were all going to be burning down, and then now it's just climate change, period. When the northern gale comes in and December or January, we're told it's the end of the world. In August, when it hits 110 in Texas, we're told that never happened before, even though it's not true. But every time Ward Monkton comes on, he does a great job, but he ends up telling us the facts, the science, the latest meteorology, astrophysics, what this scientist says, what that one says. Our audience knows that. What we want to know about is what he really does, and that's get the secret documents, get the secret treaties, expose what's happening, work with the folks that leak the hacked info to expose the criminal mastermind program that's taking place. That's why you hear the folks running the UN summit right now calling for a body to arrest those of us that don't agree with whatever they say, because it's changing all the time. And it's so unprecedented to see something like this. Now we're hearing that Donald Trump is disqualified. We've heard this from Lindsey Graham. Can we cue him up, actually? Lindsey Graham, the beauty queen there from the Carolinas. We've got Lindsey Graham, who is about as left as Obama is. And we've got all these other warmongering, type neocons and people, globalists, saying how evil Donald Trump is, knowing it's out of context. He said, until we've got a handle on who's coming in, what's going on, why the State Department's standing down, he gave a big speech on it, we need to stop everybody coming in. Well, it turns out Jimmy Carter did that. There's two articles up on Infowars.com. He deported Iranians who were not openly loyal to the United States by the thousands, and he banned any of them coming in unless they had a medical emergency or were against the Shiite regime. Well, now we have a Wahhabist Sunni invasion, and we have attacks all over the world taking place, and he says, look, there's a scandal. They have got to stop doing this. They have got to stop just letting people in and not even checking their IDs. And the answer to that was, oh my gosh, this is pure fascism. Donald Trump should be banned from flying to the UK. There's a petition out with close to 100,000 signatures right now. That story's up on Infowars.com. So this is the madness when you see Europe's borders being collapsed by the head of their migrant program, who's a top globalist, Peter Sutherland, who Monken's an expert on. When you see most of the laws of European countries being made by the EU, when you see the carjackings, the muggings, the tunnel being taken over by the illegals, what is the master plan here? Because it ties into the global carbon taxes. It ties into what's happening with the treaty currently. And that's what we want to know from Lord Monckton, is why are they imploding our borders? What's the master plan? And what is currently happening in the secretive UN event? Because we know they have PR functions saying polar bears can't swim and arrest Lord Monckton and arrest Mark Moreno and rioters attacking your showing of the film. But when they're not trying to declare civil emergency off the jihadis they brought in, they're trying to forge this new global government that you're exposing. Lord Monckton joins us reporting for Science and Public Policy from Paris. Welcome, sir.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you again, Alex. Here we are in Paris, and it's been a long, hard slog inside the conference where they still haven't really reached any agreement. They've managed to get the draft treaty down from 58 pages to 54 pages and then down to 48 pages, but it's still full of square brackets and the word option still occurs 40 or 50 times. They have no agreement on whether they want to stop the world from warming by 1.5 degrees compared with 1750, which would be half a degree compared with today, or 1 degree compared with today. And why it is that anyone should think that half a degree or 1 degree of warming compared with today would be a bad thing, I find it very hard to make out. In the past, warmer periods such as the medieval warm period, the Roman warm period, the Minoan warm period, the Egyptian Old Kingdom warm period, and the 4,000 years of the Holocene climate optimum, which lasted from 10,000 to 6,000 years ago, all of these were called climate optima because optimum is better. Warm is better than cold, even for polar bears.
Wait a minute, are you saying Pluto wouldn't be better for us to live on than Earth?
Pluto really wouldn't be better for us to live on, but I tell you what, it would be very good to export everyone who is at this conference to Pluto and leave them there for a few years to experience what cold really is like. And then I think they'd come back.
Come back as corpsicles.
They'd come back wiser anyway.
Yeah, I guess being dead is better than being dumb. No, I mean, I'm being sarcastic there. We wish no harm upon these people. They wish harm upon us. Describe for us exactly what happened at the showing of this film that you and Mark Moreno are in. I saw just fits of people demanding you and he be arrested, wanted signs, frothing demands that the film not be shown by the liberals.
Well, they call themselves liberal, but of course they're really illiberal, and we shouldn't use the word liberal for the so-called liberals or Democrat for the so-called Democrats. These are totalitarians. These are the people of the same stamp as the fascists and the communists who shrieked across Europe in the last century. Here they are, back out of the woodwork again, and very evident at the Climate Hustle launch. Now, Climate Hustle is a wonderful movie. I was one of the bit part walk-on players in the movie, and you see there in that photograph a James Delling poll of Breitbart.com, standing next to Mark Morano, and of course we had our very own Polar Bear, who very much enjoyed the film. Polar bears have become something of a poster child of both sides, the other side of course pretending that polar bears are threatened by global warming, and our side demonstrating that there are now six or seven times as many polar bears as there were in the 1960s, and so there really isn't any need to worry about
sure,
them.
But let's go back to the sun. As you know, 5 years ago they voted to say the sun is not the main driver, even a driver of climate, because they want to control the Earth and claim that they control the thermostat. Is this not the ultimate control freakism?
Well, it reminds me very much of an old king of England who came to us from Denmark. He was King Canute, or Canute, as they call him in Denmark. And he once had his throne taken to the shore, and he sat on the throne, had all his courtiers around him, and he stretched out his hand and told the incoming tide to not to come in, and the sea levels had stopped rising. And the sea level didn't stop rising. The tide came in and wet the royal feet. And he turned to his courtiers, and I must say, I wish this conference would listen to this, and he said, remember this, that even if the divinely anointed and appointed king cannot command these little waves not to come up and wet the royal feet, then remember that you too, the servants of the king, are limited in your powers. You cannot influence the weather any more than I can. Therefore, be humble and remember it is the Lord who made the oceans and the land. He alone commands the sea and the waves, and to him and not to me be all praise. Now there was a humble king who wanted to show that if he was humble and sensible, so should his courtiers be. And the worldwide governing class now could do a lot to learn from him and from you, Alex, as your studio floats rather dangerously close to the sun from the picture I'm seeing here. But the sun, of course...
But the UN said it doesn't heat the Earth, so I should be fine. If that was a real sun behind me, I wouldn't burn up. I mean, everything's fine. I mean, Al Gore controls the Earth, not the sun.
It is crazy. We know from the longest regional temperature record in the world, which goes back to 1649, which is the Central England temperature record, that between 1645 and 1715, there was a little ice age. There were virtually no sunspots on the surface of the sun, and the Thames at your end of the Atlantic, and rather at my end of the Atlantic, and the Hudson at your end, used to freeze every winter. That was because the sun wasn't very active, and the planet cooled down. The sun in the last century was more active than at almost any time in the last 11,700 years since the end of the last ice age, and naturally some warming has resulted from that. And they're trying to blame all of this and more on global warming, when actually it's mainly the sun and not
man. But if it's a 12,000-year cycle, aren't we coming to the end of it in the next couple hundred years?
Well, these cycles come and go. There are 41,000-year cycles. There are 110,000-year cycles. These are known as the Milankovitch cycles of the orbital eccentricity, the orbital obliquity of the Earth, and also the precession of the equinoxes, the libration of the Earth's axis. Those are the three Milankovitch cycles. They all have different cycle lengths, and we don't really know exactly what influence they have. What we do know is that over the very short term, you won't notice much difference from them. They're long-term events. Short-term warming and cooling that we've seen is largely caused by solar variability. This is very well known, very well established in the literature, in the learned journals of solar physics. There have been many people now...
Well, exactly, and I can't believe we have to sit here explaining to new listeners that may be liberals or totalitarian cult members that the sun, you know, if we're closer to it, if we're turned towards it, that's why we have the seasons. And that's why on, you know, one side of the planet it'll be warmer, on the other side it's colder. I can't believe that they call us conspiracy theorists. For those that don't know, there are major articles in The Guardian and others making jokes about this, claiming it's not the sun. Which, of course, if we didn't have the sun, we'd be absolute zero in a matter of days and all be deader than a doornail. I mean, I just can't believe that they argue with this.
I mean, they've almost got to the point where they're telling us that the seasons are caused by man-made global warming. It's getting more and more childish as time goes on. But there hasn't now been any global warming for 18 years and 9 months. And you can bet that not one in a thousand of the 40,000 delegates crammed into the sheds surrounding the private jet airport where Al Gore and other wasters flew in, you can bet that not one of them even knows there hasn't been any global warming, because the one thing that's been very evident, Alex, at these conferences over recent years is the one thing they do not discuss is either the science or the economics of global warming. They are no longer concerned with that. They're concerned only with introducing a totalitarian world government as soon as they...
Well, let's talk about that. They were very close 5 years ago at Copenhagen. You got the secret tax that was a giant tax increase on poor people. Their class baiting blew up in their face. They're still back trying to ram it through. How's it going for them? I mean, I know it's so secretive now because it's so open and liberal that it's hard to ferret out info, but what have you gotten your hands on?
The main thing is that they are still willing, for the moment, to allow any country that wishes to leave the process to give just 1 year's notice, as long as they wait 3 years from the signing of this agreement, and then they can break free of it. And as long as that stays in, at least we have some hope. But otherwise, increasingly, the conference is moving towards saying we can only have half a Celsius degree more global warming than the temperature is today before the planet will fry. Now, this, of course, is complete nonsense, but that is the new limit they're setting themselves. And I'll tell you why they're setting it, because privately, some of them have begun to work out that the exaggerated forecasts of the UN's climate panel have proven to be wild exaggerations on all the measures of temperature that we've had since 1990 when they first made the exaggerated predictions on which the scare is founded. They've begun to realize this, and so now they're saying even the tiniest, tiniest little, I mean, half a Celsius degree is less than the difference between walking from one room to another in your house. And they're suddenly saying that if that happened to the globe as a whole, this would be catastrophe. Well, of course, it is sheer rodomontade. It's complete nonsense. It's just made up. But they're now programmed to go ahead and try and enact this nonsense. But it doesn't really matter because they haven't really succeeded in making any binding commitments on anybody.
So they may try to extend it a few days like they always do?
They will try that. But President Hollande, who is the president of France, and he, of course, is hurting quite badly at the moment because the anti-immigration Marine Le Pen and her Front National has taken an enormous victory with 28% of the vote, beating the Socialist Party and the slightly less socialist Republican Party into second and third place, respectively. And if Le Pen remains the largest party by 2017, when the next presidential elections come on, we could have a National Front anti-immigration leader in charge of France. And similar things could happen in Britain if UKIP continues its advance there, because we too are in favor of sensibly regulating immigration rather than collapsing our borders.
Lord Martin, let me expand on that. As you know, John Coleman, prestigious meteorologist, founder of the Weather Channel, was on with us last week, and he said hi to you. He was watching the day before when you were on and when Donald Trump was on. And he brought up the point that you had said that you thought we'd turn the corner and we're winning. I agree. Every indicator shows that, at least intellectually, scientifically, factually. But he said they're so totalitarian, they'll just move forward. But he says he just thinks it'll be a long fight where you never even see who wins. It's just that technology and science and free market, even though stunted by the socialist and the collectivist, will grow so fast and be so alluring that we will just innovate out of this. But that's why the command and controllers are trying to stunt innovation, is because they're threatened by it. And I know you're an expert on these people. You worked in the Margaret Thatcher government and, you know, had to deal with them. Can you elaborate on where you see the fight against these kleptocrats being right now?
I think what's going to happen, Alex, is that more and more organizations like your own are going to spring into being, not just in the media sector, but in other sectors. I'm working quite hard, for instance, at the moment with people in several countries. And the French libertarians that I was at a party with last night were fascinated by this. We're looking at establishing our own independent, global, fully asset-funded currency, one that really can't inflate. And that is something which will simply take the world by surprise, because it isn't actually illegal to do this. As long as you don't call it a currency, as long as you don't issue notes and coin, you can still let people draw on it on their credit cards and have savings accounts in it. But at least they'll know that, unlike the Federal Reserve, which has taken 99 cents out of every dollar since it was founded in 1913 by catastrophic bad management over the last 102 years, if you'd had one of ours, you'd have $5,000 instead of $1 now because of the appreciation in value. And so what we're going to do is to start setting up parallel institutions that we're previously the province of government. We're not going to try to call ourselves governments. We're not going to do what the UN is trying to do here at Le Bourget. What we are going to do is simply to set up our own parallel activities that government previously regarded jealously as its own preserve, and gradually governments will, in Marx's phrase, wither away because they will become less and less relevant as they...
Well, that's what Coleman's saying. As you're saying, and he's a guy that started a company that sold for billions, he knows what he's doing, is we just have to innovate our way out. We have to have art. We have to have our own culture. We have to have our own free will and aggressively stand up for ourselves, but also laugh and ridicule at the so-called intellectuals who are really just a stunted cult of miscreant control freaks.
Well, that's exactly right. And John Coleman, I'm a huge admirer of his. He has had the courage, and it takes courage in the media these days, to stand up to the nonsense. And he's been very successful in being a voice of calm on the West Coast, and there aren't very many voices of calm on the West Coast in the land of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has just come out and said that people ought to go into their sheds and shut the door and turn on the engine of their car and not be allowed to turn it off for an hour and see what they like, see how they feel like at the end of that hour.
That would kill you.
It would indeed kill you dead. And this is the kind of craziness that we're now getting from apparently sober senior figures in the global government.
Well, I want to, sir, I hadn't heard about this Arnold thing. I'm sure I missed it in the stacks of news today. But he says, that's dangerous to say, go in your car, go in your garage and do this. That will kill you in about 10 minutes, folks. He says, do it for an hour. People will probably do this with their kids, and they'll be called, the holy ones. Oh, murder your children for the earth so Arnold can have 200 cars and 5 tanks and 20 jets.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com, that's CATIarmor.com, for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We'll be right back.
By the way, one of my lead stories today was going to be this particular article from CNN, and I haven't gotten to it yet. I'll ask Ford Monson about it. Trump is threatening to leave the Republican Party if the entire leadership of it doesn't keep calling for him to step down and leave when he would get 60-plus percent, what is it, 67% in major polls of the Republican vote as a third-party candidate. Trump says his backers would support an independent bid. And he's saying, look, I'm going to run as a Republican, but stop trying to kick me out. I did what Jimmy Carter, you know, did. All I'm saying is, until they check visas, until they vet people, you got to block people coming in of these Muslim countries. But he's miscalculating, in a way. The Republican leadership wants to fail. They're bought and paid for. They're run by the Democrats. That's how big a political horse they are, most of them. But there's certainly a fight on big time. Meanwhile, I did find the article. Schwarzenegger did just come out and say, basically, if you don't support renewable energies, that means give them the power, let their industries get taxpayer money. He's made so much money in inside deals with Enron, you name it, literally. I mean, just look at Schwarzenegger. What a joke. I mean, give me a break. Perfect, though, in Conan the Barbarian. That's a clap movie. He deserved an Academy Award for that because he's actually playing himself. And he is a barbarian looting us, though. He's not a noble savage. And then you got Angela Merkel, who's now been declared Person of the Year by Time Magazine. Why don't you give her a Peace Prize? It's like toilet paper now to get that award because she opened the borders and flooded them with globalism and is arresting Germans that criticize open borders. What do you think Merkel and Schwarzenegger really deserve, Lord Monckton?
What they deserve. They deserve what's just about to happen to Greenpeace because, as you know, Patrick Moore, the founder of Greenpeace, has now separated himself from that organization, and he announced in a shock move here yesterday that he had submitted a complaint to the FBI against Greenpeace under the RICO statute, under the wire fraud statute, under the tampering with witnesses statute, and under the obstruction of Congress statute, because Greenpeace had tried to do an entrapment operation on Professor Will Happer, one of the two or three most eminent physicists in the world, and an absolutely straight and honest man. They set up a bogus corporation, which was established in the Beirut souk in a crumbling concrete building, in offices you rent by the hour. And from there, they tried to entrap Will Happer, who, of course, being a good man, played it with a completely straight bat. But they nevertheless pretended that he had been dishonest and had taken money he shouldn't have taken from fossil fuel companies. And they tried to badger him in the hearing room immediately before the hearing. And he called them sons of bitches and told them to get out. And eventually security dragged them away. And I hope they've locked them up in a cell somewhere. But Patrick Moore is one of many people who have written to the FBI and saying enough is enough. Greenpeace is, in Patrick Moore's phrase, now an enemy of humanity and an enemy of the earth and an enemy of all species and all life.
And that's what Putin's saying. He says the carbon tax is an enemy of humanity to destroy nation states and bankrupt people. I mean, how big of a game changer is that to have Putin come out and say this is all pure baloney?
Well, Putin, of course, originally did have that view because his economic advisor 10 years ago, Dr. Andrei Ilarionov, advised him that global warming was nonsense after he'd listened to a nincompoop called Sir David King, who is now the chief UK negotiator who's here bleating away at these talks in the Bourget. But listening to him in 2004 in Moscow, Ilarionov came to the view and told Putin there was no problem about global warming and they should no longer believe in it.
There's no doubt Putin's waking up. Do 5 more minutes with us. Back in 70 seconds, Lord Monckton. Then Tucker Carlson on election 2016. Free shipping to the 18th. Biggest sales ever going at InfoWarsStore.com.